most holy Trinity be with you. I'm Father John Carafi, and today I'm going to talk to you about the woman I love. Well, that's right. We priests are in love. We have to be in love. Everybody has to be in love, and there is a woman in our life, and there should be a woman in your life, a very special one, the one that the first and last books of sacred scripture call the woman, our Blessed Mother. Our Lady is the woman we love. Our Lady is the Mother of the Lord, the Mother of the Church, and the Mother of every one of us. We should love her that way. If she's good enough for Jesus, she's good enough for you, and she's good enough for me. Oh, I've heard it said, I don't want to get too close to the Blessed Mother. She could stand between me and Jesus. Oh, that's so far from the truth. Our Blessed Mother's vocation, her calling, her mission in life, is to bring us to Jesus. That's all she wants to do. You remember what happened at the wedding feast at Cana? It says that Jesus and his disciples were there. Also, the Mother of the Lord was there, and they had a problem. They ran out of wine, and that's a real problem at a wedding feast. And so they went to Mary. It doesn't say that they went directly to Jesus. They went to the Mother of the Lord, and they told her the problem. And she went to her son, and her son took care of the problem. Our Lady said to the attendants, do whatever he tells you to do. Our Blessed Mother points to her son. She always says, do whatever he tells you to do. And what does he tell us to do? He says, if you are truly my disciples, you will obey my commandments, you will abide in my word, and then you will know the truth. And that truth will set you free. And then what happened at the wedding feast? They obeyed our Lord perfectly. He said, fill up those stone water jugs with water, and it says they did it. They filled them to the brim. They didn't fill them halfway, part of the way. They filled them to the brim. They were perfectly obedient to the Lord. And what happened? A miracle. The water turned into wine. And the fathers of the church tell us that that wine is a symbol for the Holy Spirit. Are you having problems with your spiritual or moral life? Do you feel afflicted? Is darkness closing in on you? Are you losing hope? You have a problem. Go to your mother. Your mother will take you to her son. Do whatever Jesus says, and then what happens? Your water will turn into wine. Oh, you'll be filled with power. The power of the Holy Spirit. And in the power of the Spirit, you'll be able to do everything that you need to do to be a child of God. Love your mother. Love your Heavenly Mother very, very much. She's the Mother of the Lord, the Mother of the Church, and the personal spiritual mother of every one of us. She'll never get in the way. She'll never stand between you and Jesus and be an obstacle. Rather, she will be help. She will be a conduit, an intercessor. She will bring you to her son, and her son will bless you. May Almighty God indeed bless you. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.